Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
It's alright, I'll follow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for making it possible for us to gather here today. We thank you for all those watching with us on Zoom, our live audience on Zoom, in church with us. You're all welcome to church, all of you. God bless you. And we're going to have a wonderful time today. Jojo, I see you in the presence of God. Amen. Wonderful. Now, we before I start preaching, I want to first of all thank God for the lives of two wonderful people who celebrated their birthday yesterday and today. Yesterday was Lady Reverend Froa, who celebrated her birthday. And then today is Bishop David Asiedu, who is also celebrating his birthday, the penultimate to the penultimate day. So we really want to thank God for their lives. Wonderful people. They are like Moses and Aaron and Hur. They hold my hands for the work to be done. And I really thank God for it. Wonderful that all of them have been born a day after the other and sandwiched between great prophets and great pastors, Archbishop, and our own prophet whose birthday is tomorrow. So it's a great time and a great, wonderful period for us. So God bless you, Lady Reverend Furua, and Bishop David, happy birthday. God bless you. Make his face to always shine on you, and God make sure, God grace you to fulfill your race and your course here on earth. May you finish your race and hear these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. May you hear these words when you stand before God in the name of the Lord Jesus. May God make you greater and greater and greater, and may your tomorrow be always greater than your yesterday. Every tomorrow of your life will be greater than your yesterday in the name of the Lord Jesus. The same goes for you, Lady Reverend Furua. God bless you. Our ADC for the denomination. God bless all of you. Enjoy this wonderful period. I'm jealous of you that you were all born in May. You see, But anyway, my wedding was also in May, so I've tried to squeeze myself somewhere along the line. I think 16th of May. Somebody reminded me just this evening, so I've tried to squeeze myself there. Amen. So, welcome all of you. I just want to mention to you, especially our radio listeners, that on Sundays, usually our radio the radio broadcast ends at 10:55, and then from beginning this Sunday, the radio broadcast is also going to go throughout the services, throughout the whole service. We close, so that's good news for you, whoever you are. If you're in your car, don't leave the seat and say hallelujah, just keep driving. But good news for all of you, so that you can all join in the services. Amen. I'll make a very important announcement right at the end of the service. Tracy, are you here with me? I'll make a very good important getting to the end of the service. So I have my live audience, so I'm preaching with them. You may think they are sitting here with me, but they are in the air. But I see them. Amen. Wonderful. Now, let me read some verses of scriptures for you about our faith. We're still talking about faith. I told you our weekday services is all about faith, and increasing our faith and making our faith strong in our work. The Bible said that just live by his faith. Wonderful. Ophelia, you are blessed. So let's read, first of all, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. Wow. Wow. It's good to see you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? O ye of little faith. So this verse immediately makes you to know that we have something called little faith. It means you can have faith, but your faith will be little. And I don't think that any one of us here want our faith to be little in the name of Jesus. I see you living the ranks of little faith, those with little faith, and going to another faith. Matthew 15:28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. That's the importunate woman. But Jesus said, O ye, great is thy faith. But Jesus said, O woman, great is thy faith. If God looks at you as a Christian, does he see you as someone with great faith? Because we have already said there's little faith in the Bible. Then we have said there's great faith in the Bible. Little faith in the Bible, great faith. And all of us are aspiring to have strong faith, to have great faith. Hallelujah, somebody. All of us are aspiring to have great faith, to have strong faith. Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 10, Matthew chapter 8, verse 10, when you go there also, it said, this is about the centurion. It said, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed. You know, this is a man who was telling Jesus that he doesn't need to come to his house. He should be wherever he is and say something and the miracle will happen. And I tell you, there are so many miracles happening in our flow services, online services. God willing, on Sunday, we are going to tell you some, and then we'll be telling you as and when. So many miracles. And I read one today. I read two miracles today. It blew my mind. So believe God and receive. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus said, I have not found this faith. Magdad, are you listening to me? He says, I have not found, I say, very I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. I have not found so great faith, not even in Israel. So it means that somebody had great faith. And your faith can be little or your faith can be great. Depending, because the Bible makes us know that faith grows. It comes. Anything that comes means that it increases and it comes. So over this time period, I believe that your faith is coming. All of you watching me, I believe your faith is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. I can see all of them. I believe your faith is coming. So faith grows. And now last week, we said that great faith is to be used for certain things. Not only for milk and sugar. Even you realize that the first verse in Matthew chapter 6, where it said, O ye of little faith, it had talked about people who were believing God for milk and sardine, for school fees, for shoes, for wedding rings, and Bible says all these things, God knows about it. I mean, if you're asking for something that belongs to you, that has been provided, it's okay, it's nothing. It's nothing. So you don't need faith to ask your daddy to give you your school fees. You don't need faith. Do you get it? But you need faith as at now, where you are. You need faith to, if you are my child and you are watching me, and you don't need faith to tell me to pay your fees, but you need faith to tell me that I should buy you a car now. You need faith to tell, oh, maybe I should buy a car now so I'll be driving around and things like that. You understand me? You need faith. But as for, you don't need faith for certain things. So if your faith is just believing God for this, and that is small faith. Amen. So what we are talking about means that when you get there, you are operating in great faith. And that is why we started talking about a very important thing, that if you have faith, it will let you believe in it and it will help you to grow. Hallelujah. If you have faith. And last week we said that you have to have faith in the fact that man, you are a spirit. Man, you are a spirit. Man, you have a soul. And man, you live in a body. Hallelujah. You see, you should have faith in the existence of your spirit. Collins, are you here? You have faith in the existence of your spirit. And if you walk with people of faith, they'll be talking to you about spiritual things. They'll be talking to you about spiritual things. They'll be talking about heaven. They'll be talking to you about things that are not here on earth. Because they are spiritual and they believe in higher things. They believe in higher things. Amen. And therefore, I said that as a Christian, your faith in the fact that you are spiritual will make you act and behave in a certain way. You make you act and behave in a certain way. And last week, you got to know that your spirit is different from your body. Your body is different from your soul. And your soul is different from your spirit. And when you die, your spirit with your soul lives on. Because the soul, as we said, goes with whoever, either the flesh wins or the spirit wins, the soul goes with it. So your spirit will go with the soul to your spirit and soul lives on when you die. And you need to believe in it. Because when you believe in this and have faith in it, it will inform the way you behave. It will inform the fact that no one will tell you to stop what you are doing. You know, I will stop, ask you to stop sinning, ask you not to do certain things. You yourself will know that if I believe in this, and the Bible says, they which do such things cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you yourself, by your faith will let you not do it. You see, so you must believe as the story of the rich man and Lazarus is, that your faith, your spirit lives on. Are you here with me, Nancy? Your spirit lives on, angel. And Mark chapter 8, verse 36 also says it. Look at the faith of Jesus. He said, for what? You see, when somebody talks like that, it shows you what the person has faith in. He said, for what shall it profit a man? For what shall it profit a man or a woman, a young girl or a student? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? You see, what shall it profit you? If you gain the whole world, and Bible says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So you see that faith people, great faith people, they believe that their soul lives on. They have faith so much in it that nothing that they will do will let them compromise the security and the eternity of their souls. Amen. It's very important. Now today, I want us also just to talk still about the importance of the spirit and how to keep the spirit. In other words, when you get born again, how to have faith in your salvation. And last week, you got to know that the end of faith is the end of our salvation. The end of faith is the end of our salvation. Because we got to know that we will not need faith in heaven. We don't need faith for healing, faith for visa, faith for school fees, faith for anything. We don't need faith in heaven. So, because heaven, everything is there. So, we need faith here on earth. So, how do we use the faith? You see? And so, we need faith even to live here on earth. And one of the things we need to do is, this is what I'm going to teach you today, about another great principle. And we are using the book Seven Great Principles. I'm sorry, they are getting it from me. Last week, I took it from here. There's another principle is that the second principle of what I'm preaching that will help you build your faith is that the spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. The spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. Your spirit is not born again, you see, you are dead. So that means that you need to believe in the eternity of your soul. Hallelujah. You need to believe in the eternity of your soul. That brings faith. Amen. That brings faith because you need to know this in order to control your spirit. Now, look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah 17, 9. So if you like, you get a book, Seven Great Principles, follow it and be blessed. Say amen, Pastor Benji. So, Seven Great Principles says, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19. Jeremiah 17, 9, rather. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things. We are saying the spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. And I'll read it from Jeremiah 17, 9 to prove it. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Look, the things of the heart, you have no idea. Wicked ideas, wicked things, the things of the heart. So you see that when a man is born again, he has what we call unsaved spirit. When a man is born again, he has what we call, or when a man is not born again, a woman is not born again, we have what we call unsaved spirit. It means that your spirit is not saved. Now, There are many ways that Bible describes unbelievers. Sometimes Bible calls them unbeliever. Bible calls them a sinner. Bible calls them unregenerate. Unregenerate. So it is important for us to know. You see, now the Bible says that if you are not born again, you have a terrible condition. You are in a spiritually terrible condition. And it is made abundantly clear. Ruby, it is made abundantly clear. You have a very terrible condition. Are you here with me? And you need to have faith. You see, that what I'm teaching you here will let you know the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. It will let you know the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. So when you are not saved, those of you who come and tell us that, Pastor, I've got a beloved. One day, somebody came and said, Pastor, I've got a beloved. And the pastor asked her, is he born again? He said, no, he's not born again, but he's an American. He's not born again, but he's an American. What has an American got to do with getting born again? Do you get it? So the Bible makes us to know that when you are not born again, you are in a very terrible spiritual condition. Romans 1:18. Romans 1:18. Just let's go through small teaching. Say, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of God, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So he said that when you are not born again, God's wrath is on you and your condition is terrible. The Bible makes us to also know that the whole of the human race who are not born again have forsaken God, and you are darkened in spirit if you are not born again. You are darkened in spirit. So I'm describing that man who looks very nice, well, soft-spoken, very gentle, every time in tie, will always make you feel good, everything. If the person is not born again, I am describing to you what the spirit of the person is. And you need to believe it. You need to believe it, and you need to have faith in it. Hallelujah. That the person spirit is what the Bible is saying. Romans chapter 1:21. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And their foolish heart was darkened. You see, so if you are not born again, your heart is darkened. You are in a dark place. So as I said, if the person is not born again, don't think that the person is better than anybody. So I hear people saying that, oh, he is not born again, but he's even better than this person. It can never be true. Amen. Because what you call better, God doesn't see that way. Amen. Now, your spirit also is unclean if you are not born again. Bible describes the unbeliever. Your spirit is unclean. Unclean. And that's Romans 1:24. Your spirit is unclean. So I'm describing to you what a natural trouble who is not born again. You see, what the spirit is not born again is. Because Bible says, if you are not born again, the spirit is dead and desperately wicked. Eish. The spirit is dead and desperately wicked. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God gave them up to uncleanness. Uncleanness. Do you get it? So not only is your spirit not saved, not only are you confused and everything is dead, you are also unclean in the sight of God. And don't forget that as you are walking and you are around, man sees you, your body, but God sees your spirit. So it is with God with whom we have to deal. So if your spirit is unclean, you must be concerned. Hallelujah. You must be concerned. If your spirit is not born again, hallelujah, it also means that you have a very terrible, depraved, degenerated condition. Hey, your condition is generated to degenerate. You degenerate to depravity because your spirit is not born again. Hallelujah. And I'll show the difference between
a born again sinner and an unbeliever, a good unbeliever, an angel unbeliever. I'll show the difference between a born again sinner and an angel unbeliever, and you'll be shocked. Amen. So Romans 1:28. I'm talking about the fact that the person who's not born again, Bible describes the spirit as degenerated into a depraved condition. Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You see, God gives the unbeliever up. He gives them up to do things that are not convenient. That's why you can watch television and see a very well-dressed somebody who can even be a president of a powerful nation and will be talking for homosexuality. You see that the person's spirit is degenerated to depravity. So the person doesn't see anything wrong. Do you get it? The person is nice, is this, is that, but the spirit is dead. It cannot pick up things of God. Hallelujah. It cannot pick up things of God. And when you are an unbeliever, you can conceive all manner of evil things. And let's read 29 to 31 of Romans chapter 1. See, Romans chapter 1, all those verses are describing the condition of a spirit that is dead, a spirit that is not regenerated. It's describing that condition. That's why I'm breaking it down and making you understand. So Romans 1, 29, 31, you see, it says that being filled, that is an unbeliever spirit, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, the next verse, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boastful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, inventors. It's like, as for you, are always bringing out evil things, how to make the evil eviler, how to make the evil more evil. You are always bringing out ideas to make things even badder and worse. Inventors of evil things. Hey, sometimes you watch television, you watch certain films, and you say, hey, where is the mind going to? What at all do we want to do? Disobedient to parents. Another time we'll talk about this thing. Disobedient to parents without understanding. They don't understand anything spiritual. When you say without understanding, we are not talking about book understanding or understanding of debate and all. No. Covenant breakers. Without natural affection. Implacable. And then unmerciful. This is the spirit of an unsaved man. This is the spirit of an unsaved man, capable of doing anything and everything. That is why you see that no man teaches a child how to lie. No. I mean, I'm a father, and many of you are fathers, and you are going to be fathers very soon. And some of you have brothers or something like that. Look, nobody teaches the child how to be wicked. It comes naturally, because that's how the body is. That's how the body is. Nobody teaches a child that when you see a nice woman, you can lust after the woman. You see, but as the child is growing, then nobody, but the child himself will be there, and by the time he realizes he's walking, he's looking at something, and something will start erecting. It's the seed. The seed is already there. You see, so the natural person has the seed that makes you do things without being taught. It's with you. Do you get it? And it's because the unsaved spirit is at work. The unsaved spirit is at work. So nobody will teach you to do A, to teach to B. There are so many things. So you just did it. If you like, go and ask yourself that first time you did it. You ask whether anybody taught you anything. You were just sleeping and you saw no giant. Yeah, thing was there. You see, because that's how the body is. Can you imagine? So as you start walking, can you imagine the number of times you are going to see and the body will become tiny like that? The number of times. So this thing I'm teaching you is going to make you have faith in the spirit to help you to put the body, to lock the body, so that the seed will not have any effect on you. Now, the wickedness of man, I think in our short time, we have seen a lot. The wickedness of man. If you look at the Liberian war recently, look at the thing that a fellow human being can do to another human being. I mean, so wild. I mean, they will catch you, they ask you, you want long sleeve or short sleeve? Sometimes they put where your neighbors, so the Rwandan war, neighbors, the real human being came. The real us came. And then they did terrible things. In many wars, sometimes when I watch television, I see this in Yemen. People are in refugees. I see them and the way they are sitting down, the way they are asking, can't human beings see these people? And what are they doing? They are rather bringing more bombs on them. The Syrian refugees and all those. I say, what at all is man doing? What at all is man doing? Hallelujah. So listen, the Bible says that when you are not born again, are you listening to me, Doreen? When you are not born again, your spirit is dead. And didn't God tell Adam and Eve that the day you eat of this fruit, you shall die? Then God told them, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall die. So that is what it means, your spirit is dead. They ate the fruit and they were living. What was dead on about them? It's their spirit. So you are walking, but the real you actually is dead. It is like a delayed streaming of a program. You see that sometimes the program has ended, but people are still looking. After 5 minutes, people are still watching, depending on the speed of their internet. Do you get it? So the program is already ended, though. But the internet, your program is still streaming because you don't know it is finished. And that is how it is with us. When you are not born again, you are dead already, but you are still streaming in body. Hey, you are dead, but you are still streaming in body, but you don't know that you are dead. So all unbelievers are like that. They are dead, but they are streaming in body. The program has ended. Do you get it? If you are fortunate and in between, like we are all fortunate, we grace abounds and we get born again. Then we come back. You know, sometimes when you are late in the stream, you can just pull the, swipe it, and then you come up to date with the streaming. That means along the line, you get born again and you can't laugh. Otherwise, you are it's ended already. It's ended already. Hey! God have mercy. Amen. So before you are born again, you are estranged from God. Your spirit is dead. Wicked. You know wickedness. You can see wickedness in man even as little as when we are in secondary school form 2. Wickedness. Hey. You go to, I don't know about these days, but those days, you especially the form 2 ones, because they have just been homeward and they've gone to form 2. They will, I remember one senior, he will not let you sleep. And even my own brother, when he came to form 1, one of my brothers, I myself came, but I tell you, right, he has turned to a day student. Because what happened is that everybody wanted to homeward him. So to save him, because I could see wickedness. Hey, this guy's brother has come to school. Everybody wanted to chew him. And you could see wickedness in man. And so anytime I say, look, come under my bed. So we'll be under my bed. So everybody's surprised. Can't you see that I've punished him? So we'll be under my bed, eat from under my bed. The following time, he became a day student. Because I think he came back to boarding school when he was in form 4. They tell him he became a day student. You see, you can see wickedness. Seniors, you are asleep. The water is here. You come and wake you up at night. Go and bring the water for me to drink. And then if you don't take care, and I've always prayed to God to forgive me of this thing that I did. And I don't want to say it again. But the senior said it was wicked, but me to my wicked self was there. Hey, it is wicked and wicked coming together. This senior was always waking me up. He needed a sum. Small boy. and he will give me the cup. I should go and fetch water for him. I said, this man, this guy can't kiss him asleep. So one day, me too, I said, you think you are wicked? Me too, I'm wicked. Me too, myself is coming. So one day, I fetched the water, and you can imagine what went into the water. Then when I came, I gave the water to him. Come and see him. Grow, 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 grow. I said, next time to wicked and wickedness I've met together. Amen. All of us are unbelievers. But I pray to God to forgive me of this. Amen. So you see, you don't always look at the outside. You see, it's the inside that the wickedness is. So anybody who thinks that, if you are, you know, somebody say that, this unbeliever is better than this believer. You see, look, no matter what an unbeliever is, he can never be better than a believer. Even a believer who sins, is still a believer, is born again. The difference is that this person is a child in the house. When he makes any mistake, he just goes to the father and says, Father, forgive me, I've sinned. But the one outside the house, he first needs to enter the family by getting born again. So when an unbeliever sins, he can't say that, Father, forgive me of my sins. Because he doesn't have the spirit where he can call God Abba Father. He doesn't have that regenerated spirit. So he cannot call God his father. God rain upon everybody. The sun shines on everybody because God is God. But to call God a father, it is that spirit that makes us cry out, Abba Father. Thank you, Father. And if you don't have, 1 John 1:12 said, as many as believed in him, as many as received him, even to them that believed on his name, he gave them power to become the children of the sons of God. So you see, to become a son, you need that spirit to be in you, to call God, Father, I'm your son. So an unbeliever is not, and you see, my attitude to my son or my child is different from my attitude to somebody who is not my child. I mean, both spiritual and biological children. My attitude to them is different from someone who is outside. Do you get it? The person has must first seek to enter. So if the person is unborn again, if the person is not born again, no matter what he does or what she does, his spirit or her spirit is still dead. Some of you think that because the person is a nice person, when he dies, you go to heaven. Do you know why you are thinking like that? Because you think that sin is fornication. You think that sin is fornication. You know, sin is adultery. But sin is disobedient to God for not giving your life to God. Fornication and they are the manifestations of the flesh. But the sin in you is the fact that you are alienated from God. That seed makes you alienated from God. So when you get born again, now the sin has been forgiven. The things that are around you, fornication and the things, you see that as you develop in the spirit, it just, by the grace of God, lives. In some of you, it's kept too long. Do you get it? It's kept too long. By the grace of God, they fall off. And then another difference is that those days, when you do those sins, you don't cry, you don't feel bad, you don't do anything. You can even commit fornication and take communion. I used to go to a certain church. I mean, you can take the communion and do it and do everything. You are in it. But when the spirit enters into you, you see that now you cannot feel good. Haven't you done something wrong? Maybe you've gone to sleep somewhere and you came to church and you didn't feel good. Those of you listening to me, that day your pastor was preaching and your pastor was talking about sin, what about communion? Everyone were taking the communion, you didn't want to take it. You didn't want to go. You know where you are coming from. Do you know why you feel bad? You feel bad because now the spirit in you is a different spirit. You are born again. Those days you do it and you never feel anything. But now the spirit is in you. And you are born again. I remember one lady, one day she had a wedding, everything. Then after the wedding, we're all sitting down there. Suddenly, she said, as for now, when they are preaching, they mention fornication, I'll not feel bad again. So all of us were, not knowing that she was struggling in the relationship. And then she obeyed the scripture, that if you know you cannot control yourself, marry. Black and white. Paul says, if you know, that anytime you visit, you want to touch here, you want to fornicate, you want to do this and all that. He says, marry. marry. So not knowing that every time, I said, now, dear, when they preach a fornication, I'll be scared. I said, preach on, pastor. Preach on. Hey, hallelujah. But you see, why was he feeling bad? Because the spirit in him. Because there are other people who are doing the same thing. They don't feel bad. They don't feel bad. You see, so that's the difference between an unbeliever and believer. When I got born again, I used to smoke and everything. And I got born again. I wasn't smoking. One day I went to visit my friend, B. I went to visit my friend. When I visited my friend, they were playing table tennis and everything. They were very happy at the Vaco clubhouse. I traveled from Tekra to visit them. They were playing. They were very happy. And then they had a box of cigarettes there. And I was tempted. I was tempted. So I took it. Yeah, Vivian, Vicky. I took it. And when I took it, I went to hide somewhere. And I smoked it. And I've been born again for about, if I'm not mistaken, not less than a year. I took it. Now, when you say, but when I finished, I felt so bad. I felt so sorry. In fact, not one of those days I realized, actually, you are born again. I really realized you are born again. I mean, something I used to do, and you have now, I was so bad. You see, so that's the difference. When you are born again, you see that the things you used to do, not only do you not do it again, but if in case you do it, you are not happy. So if you're a Christian and you can do certain things and you can be happy, don't worry. We'll come to the fact, another principle, I say your body is still the same. Your body is still the same. So don't run ahead of me before you say that, hey, I can't be a Christian. I mean, this thing. I mean, your body is still the same. You will feel the same things. Hey. You feel the same things, the same rising and all, though you feel it. That's why we are coming like that. So faith will make you, by the time you get there, you have faith in the spirit. Hallelujah. So Christianity claims to change the essential wicked nature of man. Essential wicked nature of man. You become a brand new creature with a brand new heart. A brand new creature with a brand new heart. So the things that made you happy since, now it doesn't make you happy again. Even if you are tempted to do it, you are not happy again. So you become a brand new person. Ezekiel 36:26. It says, see, this is a state of a born again person. When your spirit is regenerated, a new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Do you get it? So when you are not born again, your spirit is not new. But when you are born again, you are a new spirit. You are a new person. You are regenerated. You are born again. You are a new spirit. You are regenerated. You are born again. And John 3:6 says that that which is born of the spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Hallelujah. So believe in it. Believe in that now that you are born again, your spirit is regenerated. Your spirit is regenerated. You are a new person. You believe and have faith in it. That's why when we get born again, we teach something we call assurance of your salvation. You are assured. Because see, when you got born again, you don't feel anything. So you can easily think that, oh, what has happened to me? But you are assured that you are born again. I am assured. I can confidently say by the grace of God, when I die, I'll go to heaven. I mean, because every now and then, as a child, I have the opportunity to even ask for forgiveness of sins. I have forgiveness of sins. So that's the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. So don't make the mistake of saying that, oh, even these Christians, we can't see the difference between them and the unbelievers. Look, I can tell, I've seen some unbelievers. They are far, 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 far better than some of you Christians. Some unbelievers. They are far, far. Look, one day I was talking to somebody who had employed a church member. And the man used to employ people. And he employed one church member. Then one day he told me that, look, and he told me about what the person was doing. I said, sack her. Sack the person. Because this is different from whatever. So sack the person. Then one day he told me that he found it even easier to work with a certain group of people than Christians. He told me that he found it easier to work with even a certain group of people than Christians. And I said, yeah, it's true. It's true. But that is work. You see, it's not the same as the person is born again. So being a hardworking person, a nice person, it doesn't mean you are born again. No, at all. It doesn't mean you are born again at all. So some of you ladies, when you're making choices, you want a beloved, you want this, don't let these things disturb you. It's better to get some Christian brother who is a ragamuffin, who is a by heart, also not by heart, but nicely by heart. Do you get it? It's better to get than to get a nice looking, soft spoken unbeliever and say he's an American or he is this. And the mere fact you put on tie doesn't make you born again. Do you get it? So that is the spirit of an unbeliever. And beloved, have faith in it. That is why Bible says that Bible doesn't encourage believers to marry unbelievers. Believers are not encouraged to marry unbelievers. You know why? Because one spirit is dead. And all this understanding, all these inventors of people is from that place. Yes, I can understand that some Christians can be, I'm sorry, as I'm talking, a Christian has done you bad. As I'm talking, you can remember a Christian who has done you bad. So they say they are truth breakers. You can remember some. But I'm telling you, a bad Christian is better. Do you get it? Jesus said, among all those born of women, John the Baptist is greatest among all. Is that also? So you can realize that, but everyone born in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. That's what Jesus said. So you can see that a bad Christian who is really born again, believes, has faith in himself that he's born again, believes God, confesses his sin and everything, he's better than a very, very correct and good Christian. Excellent unbeliever. He's better than that person. So please, let that thing, because it is a certain understanding that comes from the Spirit. Only believers can understand. Only believers can understand. There's a certain understanding that comes from the Spirit. Only believers can understand. Pastor Franz, can you hear me? George, I hope you are listening. So it's only believers who can understand. Amen. So beloved, as we build our faith, let us understand that there's a difference between the spirit of a believer and the spirit of an unbeliever. No matter what happens, so far the seed of the believing spirit has been sown in the person. As the person goes on, you say the leaves of sin will dry up. The leaves of sin will be drying. Some of you, your leaves take long time to dry. It's been long, and now your seed is even greener than when you became when you are an unbeliever. But still, stay on. Stay on. Keep believing. Keep praying. You will see that it will change, Steve. It will change. Hallelujah. But then realize your spirit is taking over, and we can see the believing spirit coming on. So, dear church, I'm ending my sermon today, and I want you to have faith. I have faith. You know, what will make you even not do certain things as a man, as a woman, is the faith that you have in the Father. You are a spirit. And when you die, you live on. And you know that if you don't do this, you will die and suffer here. If you do it, you die and be happy here. That faith alone will make you believe God to do certain things and to do certain things. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. I believe your faith is becoming great. If you believe in this, what else would you not believe God for? You can believe God for a car if you believe this one. You can believe God for anything if you can believe this one. This is great faith. And if you believe this one, you can believe God for everything and anything. Hallelujah. That's Ben. Okay, welcome to church. Ophelia and your friend, all of you, welcome to church. You can believe God for everything, anything, and you'll be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Let's bow down heads. Let's bow down heads and pray. Let's bow down heads and pray. Maybe today is your first time of coming to church or listening to me on radio, watching me via video and Facebook or YouTube. I want you to know that you've come to a good place. If you are not born again, it means your spirit is dead. And today you want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me that my spirit is regenerated. If you are born again and you live in sin, momentarily, you have your spirit, you don't have a good relationship with your Father, and you need to be restored to relationship with your Father. So you want to say, Father, good to see you, Lady Pastor Flora. You want to say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins and wash me with your blood. Wherever you are, I need to join me in making to make this right. You're also a Christian, but realize that your relationship with your Father is not like how it has to be or the way it used to be. As a Christian, you have indulged in certain things and you have been sinning. The Bible says that if you sin and you confess your sins, it's faithful and just to forgive you and to purify you from every unrighteousness. So let's bow down our heads, both those the sons of God and unbelievers who want to give their life to Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me to give my life to Jesus. Just bow down our heads and let's pray together. I want you to say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
And wash me with your blood.
And wash me with your blood.
From today.
From today.
I say I am yours.
I say I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
Because I've publicly received you.
Because I've received
and you. I've confessed you.
And I've confessed.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
But somehow I've backslidden.
I've backslidden.
I've walked away from you.
I've gone away
I'm
from
living
you.
In sin.
I'm living in
I
sin.
I ask you, Father,
to forgive me
of my sins.
Of my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Cast me not away from your presence,
Cast
Lord.
Cast me not away from
Restore
your presence,
to me
Lord.
The joy of my
Restore
salvation.
Restore to me the joy
Restore
of my salvation.
Restore to me, O God, the fellowship of your spirit.
Restore to me the fellowship of
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
The Lord
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For tonight. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you are tonight, if you give your life to Jesus, or you visited for the first time on radio, Facebook, YouTube, you give your life to Jesus, I want you to write down this number. You can WhatsApp the number or you can call the number and they will talk with you. 0244-644-528. You got born again or you visited for the first time. Are you even rededicating your life to Jesus? Call this number 0244-644-528 or 0244-211-769. 0244-211-769. Some of you need special counseling. You know, the other day somebody called me. I was asleep, deep in the night. And then can I see my audience? I was asleep deep in the night. And somebody called me. When I woke up, the person said, Pastor, I have a confession to make. I said, What is it? He said, I want to confess my sins. I said, What has happened? He said that I've joined your church recently. And I was looking for a job. And I wasn't getting. So I told someone that I would do whatever, anything to get a job. I'll do anything, whatever, to get a job. So he said, because of that, the person said, okay, I'll get you a job, but I want you to sleep with a man. I want you to sleep with a man. I can show you the test, everything, but you don't see the person's name. I want you to sleep with a man. So the young man too wanted a job. Okay, I'll sleep with a man. So he slept with a man. Then by the time he realized, he has slept with 5 men. But anyway, I slept with 5 men. I said, why? He said, no, the man makes me go and I sleep with this man. And then he gives to another man. I said, now what has happened to me is that anytime I see a man, I feel for the man. I said, hey, anytime I feel for them. He said, one day I came to church and a man gave me a lift. When we were going home, I fell for the man. I said, don't bring yourself. You see, he said, when we were going home, I fell for the man. And the man, I said, what? He says, when you come to church, do you see men that you love? Oh yeah, I see men that I want. I said, look, if he was standing with me, I'm sure I would have beaten him. But anyway, it's okay. So, and you know what he even told me? He said that sometimes when they come to the front to dance, he finds himself looking at some of the men who are dancing. I said, hey, What are you telling me? So anyway, I'm sure he's listening to me. So we prayed, we did everything. And then I've asked him, I've referred him to the counselors. And he's not the first and he wouldn't be the last. Others have come. One person came. She said that I'm the girlfriend of the queen of the lesbians in Tema. Small girl. She said, I am the girlfriend of the queen of the lesbians in Tema. And as I've become born again, they are harassing me. I said, wow. We prayed with her. It has been years. I can see now she's doing well. The last time I asked her whether they've been coming, she said, no, you've stopped worrying her. So if you have any such problem, there's a number you can call. These things are not things you should joke with. They are not things you should joke with. If you're this brother, when he told me the story, what I realized was that the work he went to look for, they are rather using him to get work for somebody, because it seems to me that whoever is asking him to sleep with men, the more he sleeps with men, the more the person rather is doing well. Because when the person goes, he sleeps with the men, and the person gives him money. Can you believe it, Pastor Benji? He sleeps with the men, and then the person will give him money. I said, no, there's something wrong here. Is it there's something wrong here? And he said, I said, where do you go? And he said, we go to a hotel. He said, we go to a hotel. Every time the man will pay for the hotel, then he will give me the man to sleep with, and he will pay me for sleeping with the man. I said, what sort of life is that? Do you get it? But then counseling is helping the person. So if you need prayer, you need counseling, I want to write to 024-693-9984. 024-693-9984. Go and ask for prayer and counseling, and you'll be blessed. Amen. So let's take our offering quickly for tonight. You people, you want to hear so many things. I know you have made your ears like satellite dishes. You want to hear more. Don't worry, next time I'll tell you more. But it just shows you how man is. So let's take a good offering. Let's take a good offering. Those of you listening by radio, you give your offering Momo number to 055-874-2922. 055-874-2922. Vodafone is 050-940044. That's Vodafone, 050-940044. If your mobile operator is not here, just do mobile phone interoperability or something. Yeah, last, what did you say? Interoperability. Okay, mobile phone interoperability. That means you will find how to send money to MTN with other networks or Vodafone. Just do it. Give, and it shall be. I have a powerful testimony of someone who gave during this online services and miracles. 0255-874-2922. 050-940044. And the person was sharing a powerful testimony. Some of you will send the testimony. Every testimony we send to you is somebody who sent it to us, and we send it to you also on your WhatsApp so that you can also be encouraged. So God richly bless you. Keep giving your offering. I'll pray for you. Take a good offering. You can give your first and best. Some of those of you on Ben MP. Those of you on Ben MP, since we went on, since COVID crisis came, you have never fulfilled your Ben MP. Continue your Ben MP. Continue your Ben MP, and God will bless you. So if you are Ben MP, make sure you keep contributing for the Ben MP. Don't forget that. As for crusades, it will come on at any time. So continue giving your Ben MP, and God will bless. When you keep giving, make sure you send your receipt or your proof of payment to the Ben MP team, the number that is given to you, so that you'll be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Give your pledges. The pledges expired on Sunday, but you may give if you want to. Give your pledges. Give whatever. Anything God lays on your heart extra, just give, and God will bless you. I want to encourage you to join the Flow prayer meeting on Friday. Bishop, Prophet, and I've enjoyed this time, And I have a powerful testimony to you about the Flow prayer meeting. It will blow your mind. It will blow. Look, you haven't seen it. Look, you may think you know, but you have never seen anything like that. So it will come one of these days, and then join it Sunday, We are inviting you to church. Church starts from 9 to 11, 45, 12. So make sure you join church on Sunday. Dress well and watch. If you can, watch. If you're on radio, just watch and you'll be blessed. And the great news I promise to tell you is that, God willing, tomorrow is the birthday of our prophet, our teacher, our pastor, our apostle, our prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelist, our father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Tomorrow is his birthday. Wow, powerful time. And throughout the day, the First Love Center would show something to commemorate. We'll probably stream it on UD and Loyalty House. And then in the evening as well, our worship service is going to be dedicated to the birthday celebration of our father, the bishop. And expect some great things. Those of you who are around, I need you to make birthday greetings. You can record a birthday greeting, send it to us. We will stream it and join whatever area that you are. Buy a cake. Sunday, when we're having service, we'll come to your home, cut a cake, and let's all rejoice and celebrate this wonderful gift of God. So this tomorrow is the birthday. Tomorrow you can go to Loyalty House HQ, put all your birthday greetings there. And tomorrow's service, tomorrow's worship, this will not be on this chat, this Facebook page. It will be on the Loyalty House, the international Facebook page. So tomorrow is going to be opened to all the Loyalty House churches worldwide, including all of you out there. So be part of it. But Sunday is a birthday celebration. Tomorrow is worship to thank God for his life. You can send birthday greetings whilst they are doing the worship. They will read it for you. They say, "Birthday, happy birthday from this to you, Bishop Doug." We will put all together, and he can go and look at it every time, and he'll see you. So tomorrow, let's make it a memorable time. And I'm sure Ruben and Co. and Vicky and Co. they are all ready for us tomorrow. So God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Dream dreams. Dream dreams. Have visions. See things with learned ears. For God will give you the tongue of the learned. Learned tongue and learned ear. You will hear as one that understands. Dreams are...
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you. My sin was great.